section, if you look it up just in the dictionary, it said the act of Jesus raised from the dead, or the reality that he was the act. That's what resurrection means. He was raised from the dead.
Yes.
You know?
Amen.
And this is the time of the year that we celebrate that. Now, you know, pagan religion, pagan, you know, there's a lot of pagan worship. Easter bunny. Yeah. All that come from a pagan worship.
Right.
Eastern pagan religion. Filtered down and tried to get into the box, to the church, and I'm not going to get on that today. Bless God, I won't participate in it, now never will.
Right.
Never have, and this church won't. Praise God. We worship Jesus. We celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. Somebody told me one time, they said, well, if you would have stuff, Easter eggs and all of that, and get, you can get people in and win them to the Lord. Well, you know what? That's fine and dandy. I don't do that. I believe if the gospel and the anointing and the Holy Spirit can't draw them, deal with them, plant seeds in them and save them, then there ain't no hot dog, egg, or bunny gonna do it.
Amen.
But the resurrected life of Jesus, I mean, the Lord spoke to me this morning. He said, you don't just depend on one resurrection day. I said, no, Lord. I said, I absolutely allow the resurrected Christ life to live in me every day, not just on Easter.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But you know what? Today I believe that God is going to resurrect things in your life.
Yes.
I believe that he takes the opportunities of the time that the body of Christ around the world is celebrating that time, that he takes that and you know, and it honors him. And I believe today that he's going to resurrect vision. I believe he's going to resurrect health in your life. I mean, you know, and some are brokenhearted.
Right.
I don't know if it's by web, Facebook, or whatever, but this resurrection, wherever this river flows, healing takes place. That resurrected life of Jesus is flowing to me and you and to the world this morning. Hallelujah. But the resurrection means the act of raising Jesus from the dead. We'll give you scripture. You say, well, I've never been dead. Well, then you don't know what alive is yet because you're still dead.
Amen.
Because to be dead means to be separated from God. And then we give our heart to Jesus, we invite him in, and then we come alive.
Amen. Praise God.
You know, I even tried to get away from the Lord one time. I couldn't even get stoned anymore.
Amen.
And I thought they sold me junk. You know why I tried to walk away? Because I stopped going to church regular. I stopped praying. I stopped fasting. I stopped seeking the Lord. I stopped looking to Jesus, the author, this resurrected Jesus. I stopped giving him time in my life. And so the world and the things of the world begin to seem good. They begin to seem something to satisfy. I was trying to fill the void. But you know what? I stood there and I smoked that and I couldn't get stoned. I thought, well, I bought junk, you know, man. Yeah. So I rolled another one. And I smoked it. And all of a sudden it just hit me. I have an anointing.
Amen.
You know? And so I stood there and I said, Lord, why don't you just leave me alone, Lord? The anointing was stopping all of that from affecting me. And all of a sudden I was stoned. You might not believe that or not. I don't really care.
Right.
It happened to me.
Yep.
And while I was away from the Lord, and that night, you know, I started being tormented that I was going to die, and I knew that I wasn't going to make it into heaven and all of that stuff, you know. It was a reality to me that I had separated myself from the Lord.
That's right.
Yep. And so I finally went to sleep, and I got up. Well, I first opened my eyes the next morning. I rolled off the bed onto my knees.
Yeah. Amen.
And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for asking you to leave me alone, Lord.
Right.
I'm sorry for walking away from you. I'm sorry, Lord, I repent. And instantly, the life came back.
Amen.
Amen.
So instantly today, that life, that resurrected life can flow to you today. See, somebody said, told me here a while back, they said, well, the Lord, why don't the Lord just make people get saved? I said, because he's not a dictator.
Right.
I said, Satan is an enforcer and dictator. I said, but God gave us free will, and he loves us, and he wants us to choose freely to serve him.
Right.
The Lord spoke to me one time before service. He said, I want you to put together a message. And I want you to put in that message, you don't have to go to church. You don't have to give. You don't have to do, you don't have to preach. He said, because some are trying to serve me out of worship. He said, that's duty. So I titled the sermon, Service, Not Duty. And so I come to church and I preach that. See, this resurrected Jesus wants us to serve him with a free heart.
Amen.
We love you, Lord. We want you, Lord. We want you into our life, Lord. We want you involved. We want this resurrected life involved in every area of our life, in my marriage, with my grandkids, Lord, with my kids, in my finances, God. I want you involved in everything. I want this Zoe life, Lord. I want this eternal life flowing in my life all the time, in every. See, he don't want us to say, well, if you don't serve the Lord, he's going to strike you with lightning. No, he won't. I've swore on a stack of Bibles to get Teresa to believe the lies that I told her, and he never struck me down.
Right.
I laid my hands on one Bible and swore on it for a while. It got to where I felt like this is not enough proof. So I'd tell her, but you know what? I don't have to swear on nothing now.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I'm a free man. This resurrected Jesus, whom the Son sets free, is free indeed.
Yeah.
And I don't never have to prove myself to her anymore because I'm straight up. And if I ever feel like she feels like that I might be messing around, that devil's a liar.
Yeah.
I'll tell her, I've only got eyes for you, baby. I mean it too, Mac. You need to tell your woman every now and then, I've only got eyes for you, baby. I love you, only you do I love, baby. You're everything to me. Y'all ladies need to do it too. Your man's a good man, he serves Jesus. He might not have it all straightened out right now, but he's a good man. Jesus made him a good man. He's created in the image and likeness of God. Hallelujah. And so I'm telling him, I only love you, baby. I'm not interested in nobody else. I wouldn't date in this time that we live in without fasting and getting before the Lord, because there's devils out there that come in sheep's clothing.
That's right. Yes.
I like Doris's motto. That's Teresa's mom. People try to set her up, just get her to go out and eat all that. Her first question is, do you go to church? How regular do you go to church?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a member of Zoe Life. How long has it been since you've been there? Well, I've been there 10 years. You're not an active Christian.
Man.
You're not plugged in. So you got to be plugged in. The Bible says those that are planted in the house of the Lord will flourish in the courts of our God.
Amen.
Those that are planted in the house of God. You know what? Because that resurrected life is flowing among us believers. Hallelujah. The Bible says that we're fitly joined together, bound together. It says every joint supplies, not marijuana, we're a joint. We're called joints in the Bible. Call it doobie out here for one thing. But we're not doobies. We're kings and priests unto God. And this resurrected life lives on the inside of us. Hallelujah. And you know what? These people out here lost without God, you know, they need you. They need me. They need me to be strong in the Lord. They need me to be healed. They need me to be prosperous. They need you to be prosperous.
That's right.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out life for myself. You're going down the wrong road. The life is already laid out in the Bible. The Bible says, he that follows me, not be a Christian, he that follows me will not walk in darkness.
Amen.
I want to give you a scripture this morning. Give you that Galatians, please. The Apostle Paul tells the Galatians, right to the Galatian church, he said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I want you to notice here. He said, I've been crucified. He was never put on a cross. Paul wasn't put on a cross. How many knows you've been crucified?
Yes.
Thank you.
You've been crucified. If you give your heart to Jesus, you were crucified. You hung on that. He hung on that cross for you. He hung on in our place. And so we got to reckon ourselves dead and alive to God. Give me the next one, Beth. Notice we've been crucified. This is Romans 6:4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life.
Amen.
See, that's what some of y'all was testifying. That's what Jackie was saying. You boast on me, but it was Jesus.
Amen.
Because she knows within herself she can't do nothing to help nobody. Our life was, she said, awful without Jesus. But here it says we were buried. Therefore we are buried with him. So we've been crucified, right? We read it a while ago. Been crucified. Now Romans says we've been buried. Man, my brother Preston used to sing this song, Buried in a Borrowed Tomb.
Yes.
That was a borrowed tomb that Jesus was in. It was temporary. But it said, therefore we're buried with him. You know what? You know what? A lot of times when I was trying to overcome anger, I was a very angry guy when I got saved, before I got saved. And I would say, whenever I was fixing to lose my cool or whatever, I would say, I'm buried. That's buried. That man's buried.
Amen.
He was crucified. I haven't been to the cross.
Amen.
You've been to the cross.
That's right.
Well, why ain't Jesus healing you? It's not up to Jesus to heal you. It's up to you to lay hold of healing because of your faith. Jesus hung on the cross and Jesus said, it's finished.
That's right.
17 documented cases in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John of people being healed. And the majority of those people, the majority of them, Jesus told them, your faith made you whole.
That's right.
And did you know that Jesus, the last thing that he told the disciples, almost the last thing, he told them, he said, go raise the dead. Go heal the sick. Go cast out devils. Jesus made the statement and he said, great things that I do, but greater things that you'll do because I send to the Father. See, this Jesus that was raised from the dead, he didn't do it just so mean you can really just have a good life and no problem. He did it so we can do what he did.
Right.
You know, I had this vision one time. by the Spirit of God, and I seen me out in front, and it was like a pyramid, like this, people, and they just got wider and wider behind me, and I mean, I'm saved a year or so, it wasn't very long, and I have this vision or dream, and I'm thinking, Lord, what is this? And so then I'm out away from myself, and I'm looking down on myself, and it's an ocean of people, and I'm leading them to heaven.
Amen.
You know, and so I thought about that for a few days, you know, and I thought, well, I'm going to put this on the shelf because I don't know if this is God or not. I mean, how am I going to lead that many people to Jesus? Yeah. So, you see, and God was changing my nature all the time, preparing me for the place, preparing you for, see, this resurrected life of Jesus is changing your marriage. It's changing the way you are with your kids, your relationship, yeah, with your mom, with your dad, with everything. It's changing you in the direction of the eternal. Because things here are temporary. And so anyways, it wasn't too long after that. I'm a tag down the throat. That's fine. I'm going to preach.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I had every reason to call somebody to come preach. But I'm not looking for one.
Amen.
When this body tells me I can't go to church, I say, I've been crucified.
That's right.
I was buried. I'll fix show you what else happened to me. But it wasn't too long. See, I was a real racist before I got saved. I was jealous of anybody in color other than me, especially if I thought race might like them. And it wasn't even their fault. But anyways, when I got born again, God gave me opportunity, and I had to start yielding away from that racism.
Yep.
You know, we're supposed to love everybody no matter what color they are.
Right.
No matter what color you are, you got to love me.
Right.
I got to love you. We're brothers.
Amen.
We're sisters in the Lord.
Amen.
We're the army of God.
Amen.
We're not one elite group. We open up the kingdom of God to people. We show them the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Through our love, one toward that's the only place in the Bible, one place in the Bible that says that people will know that we're Jesus' disciples because we love one another.
Right.
Not because we give one another money, or not because we say we love you in the love of the Lord. No, because we have genuine love one for another. And that is that resurrected life. Look, God, Jesus walked in this love for us.
Yes.
He was beat. That's torture. The dude was spit on, mocked, lied about, called the devil, and still loved him. See, that wasn't the natural man. That was the supernatural working in the natural man.
Right.
We have the supernatural working in this natural body.
Yes.
And so anyways, my first sermon, a Hispanic boy gets saved.
Amen.
My first sermon that I preached, a Hispanic boy gets saved. And I'm thinking, no!
Huh?
When the white boy come first? But that was amazing to me. I thought, man, the first that I win to Jesus is a Mexican.
Yeah.
Amen.
This was freedom to me.
That's right.
I'm telling y'all, when I had the experience, freedom. Because one just happened in me. Used to, I'd shoot him. Now, man, I mean, I've wedded him to Jesus. Well, I'm on something here. I'm telling you this for a reason. And sometimes a little bit of time goes on. And this guy that I went for, he became friends. We became pretty good friends, you know. And so he goes off to the flea market or somewhere and just finds this picture that he thought I would like to have. And he bought it for me. And he brought that picture home. And he said, oh, yeah. He said, I got you something. I bought it at the flea market. He turned that picture around, and it was a mass of people following one man to heaven. A few years later, down the road. That was a few years on down the road. And I'm like, whoa. I done had this vision. He didn't know it. He said, what vision? And I told him about it. In all of these years, that's went by, you know, and all these years, I've thought about quitting ministry. Come on, somebody. Don't tell me y'all don't want to quit church every now and then. Things get tough. Things are turned on at home. Trials. You know what I'm saying? It ain't because you don't love Jesus. It ain't because you don't love the Lord. It's because the journey sometimes is tough. Yeah, I walked in church and he said, hey, you know, I mean, maybe parents died or whatever. I used to get oppressed and I'm going to celebrate their life and blah, 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 blah. And I looked at him and I said, I understand my dad's been gone 20-something years. My mom's been gone 10 or 11 years. I understand. I understand lonely. I understand pain. I understand you miss your parents. I understand. I mean, I really understand. But I understand also that the resurrected Jesus gives me peace that passes all understanding, that helps me mourn for a minute and move on for an eternity. Give me that other one, man. Okay, remember, crucified, buried, now look here. Ephesians 2:6. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We've been raised up.
That's right.
We've been resurrected. Not only that, we're sitting in heavenly places in Jesus.
Amen.
That's why we say, no weapons formed against us will prosper. Every tongue that rises up against us. I mean, somebody just told somebody down there the other day that I sacrificed cats. That's still around. How many of y'all seen me kill a cat on this altar? I mean, seriously, this is a rumor that has been around for years. I thought maybe I ought to just trick them one time, just cut one over. Wow! Take this, baby. But you know what? Persecution comes along with serving Jesus. I'm telling the Lord when that happened back yonder. I mean, I'm there and I'm telling God, I mean, I can see me just as clear as the day. I'm like, Lord, they're spreading these rumors about us here, Lord. They ain't nobody going to come to this church if they think we're sacrificing cats, animals. They've not even been here, Lord, blah, 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 blah. And I'm going on and on with the Lord. And I imagine he's just sitting there. I'll be glad when he gets through. So I can tell him I heard it before he did. When I got done, you know, and I'm like, I'm thinking God's going to do something about it. You know, I'm thinking he's going to do something about it, Johnny. Because I got the scripture, I would that they'd be cut off to trouble you. Don't use that against people unless God tells you that. And so the Lord, he told me, he said, son, he said, Jesus was talked about. He said, did you know that all of that is free advertisement for your church? And I thought, free advertisement? Man, this is the wrong kind of advertisement here. To be advertising, I mean, we got Sunday school, we got a good ministry, anoint something. But see, what God was wanting me to do is grow through persecution to where I realized that if I'm going to serve Jesus and we're going to reach people for Jesus, that there's going to come onslaught attacks from the enemy. But the resurrection power of Christ, which has already seated us in heavenly places, if I yield the right way, can work in my life. I couldn't see marriage without Jesus. I wouldn't have a good marriage, I know, without Jesus.
Right.
Me and Tracer are two of the total opposite people that you'll ever meet in your life. I like purple, she hates it. She likes red, I don't like it. She wants to go to Taco Bell, I never want to eat there.
Never.
I mean, you know, I mow the yard, she wants to manicure it. She told me the other day I mowed the yard, she been attacked, you know, and that felt good for a few days. So I come in and my throat stuck, been attacked. I thought, bless God, I'm not going to sit down on the couch. Just ain't going to sit down. So I went in and I said, baby, you got any gas? She said, what? I said, I don't want to come in. I said, I want to go mow. That's my gas. I said, I asked if you had any. She's got her own gas can. I can't use it. Because I take them off over yonder and get them all beat up, run over and all that stuff. So she bought her own gas can, keeps her 5 gallons sitting at the house. And so anyhow, I go in and mow the yard. I mowed it. Our yard's pretty big, you know. So the next day I come in, I got her a little irritated right off the bat somehow. She said, you know what? And I said, what? And she said, I just want to bust you. I said, well, that's understandable. She said, I wanted to come in. When do you have to do that? Whenever I did. She said, when do you have to do that? She said, I had it all planned out. She said that you was going to come home and I was going to get up and I was just going to give you a little kiss on the cheek and tell you how wonderful the yard looks. You didn't even leave a sprig. She said, so I'm just telling you. Turn around, sit down. I thought, well, lost my sugar. A smart aleck or something, I don't know. And so anyhow, we went somewhere yesterday and come back and everything, and I think it was yesterday, and she said, hey, I just, you know, you mowed the yard so good, I figured. I said, don't even say it. I said, I'm not going to start mowing the yard. I really left sprigs. I was just under the anointing. I said, the anointing caused me to hit everything. I was wide open. Boy, I mean, I go wide open. Got a zero turn. If I miss a streak, I'm not going back. We'll get it the next time we mow. That's the way I feel. And the yard looked great. I looked at it and I thought, well, man, glory to God. I told her, I said, I was anointed. I'm not going to be anointed anymore to do the yard. You've got the resurrected power for that, baby. See, what I'm telling you, all of that, I mean, me and her, we nearly got a divorce over a cigarette lighter one time. A cigarette lighter. And now we got this resurrected Jesus in our life, hallelujah. And I mean, we sat there, and when we feel that irritation and all that, we both just shut up.
Amen.
We're smarter than that devil, black God. We ain't going to say nothing. We're not busting windows out. We cut each other's tires, busted out windshields. We've done it all, baby. We never did own nothing because we destroyed it. Went in and told her one time, I said, oh yeah, I'm jealous. Busy looking at him at the party, went, I said, yeah, you was. So I went out there and I took my knife on. Cut that tire. Cut that tire. And then she sees, oh yeah. She grabbed the ball back. I'll show you. And I thought, she's going to kill me, man. And then she goes out there in my little truck. Crash! 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 I'm like, hey, don't beat my truck up. Thank God. I ain't never cut more tires for it. Shoot, I'm thinking about cutting the tire. I say, I find you, devil. Ooh, I fell for you then, but not now. Just don't cut her tire. If you do, park all your vehicles out the other. Way away. Put a fence around them. You know, I'm being funny there. But we don't do that, man. We've been raised from the dead. We've been crucified. We've been buried. I came in one day, and I looked in her eyes, and they were different. I looked at her, and I said, what happened to you? I'd got saved. I mean, she wasn't. But I looked into her eyes, and it was like deep, you know, and I'm like, what happened to you? Oh, I was watching TV. She was watching TV in, them kids on that field, about talking about Jesus. And she got on her knees in front of there at the couch in front of TBN and give her heart to Jesus.
Yes.
That resurrected Jesus moved into the living room on the volleyball. Yeah. Them kids. You know, all she wanted in life was to have fun. And they were having fun. They were having fun. They were happy. And then they went and started talking about Jesus. And that's it. She wanted what they had.
Amen.
Did you know me and you are flowing in our marriage in this resurrected power that we have been given and designed to us through Jesus and His sacrifice? People want that kind of marriage. They want that kind of marriage. My son's never raised his voice to me, and he's 29 years old.
Awesome.
Hallelujah.
He's afraid you'll kill him. He's not scared of me. He's bigger than me. He ain't smarter than me, but he's bigger than me. It's not about that. It's about respect.
Amen.
He's never heard me cuss that I'm aware of. He's never heard me say a cuss word that I'm aware of. Now, you say, well, won't you brag? No, I'm not bragging. I'm bragging about I've been crucified, buried, and raised. And I need control of what I say. I could cuss if I want to. I could start and cuss you a storm up right here, right now. I still know how to cuss. I still remember how to cuss. I could cuss you out. It right in just a heartbeat just because I'm a Christian don't mean I don't know how to do it. But there's a restraining force on the inside of me, praise God, hallelujah, that says, no, don't be a bad example to your son. Don't be a bad example towards your mom. I told him when he got married, he wasn't doing the best like I thought he ought to. I told him, I said, Daddy has showed you how to be a husband. And the only reason I'm saying that is here we got that resurrected life living. And it's not just to make us happy. It's to transform us and change us into the image of Jesus. That when we look like Him, we talk like Him, we think like Him, we're not religious. We're not down on folk that ain't serving the Lord. Listen, people don't want to be around you if you've got this lemon attitude. I expected to see a guy that I witnessed to on the job, you know. I even told him, I said, here, let me text you the address. You got your phone. I made sure he had it. See, this resurrected Jesus that's living on the end. Well, you know what I mean? See, fear is your enemy. Fear is not. Just like this right here. You call it jealous. I was jealous of Teresa. But see, after I got born again, I realized it wasn't jealous. It was fear. I was afraid that she was going to like something he had that I didn't. And it put her and me in bondage. So if you're jealous of your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, that's not jealous. That's not wise. That is your enemy.
That's right.
If you really want to be free, kind of like I told Teresa one time, I'd got right with the Lord or whatever, and I told the Lord, I said, okay, Lord. And this was amazing to me. I thought, okay, Lord, if she's not happy with me, I don't want her to be unhappy because I love her. So I'm willing to let her go. If that will make her happy. You know, when you're willing to let go of you, you'll be able to keep it. What you're willing to let go of, usually you'll be able to keep. Had this old man come and made me an offer on some land, 40 acres of land for $12,500. And I thought, wow. Well, went on, a couple of days went by, and I started thinking about it, and I thought, I can't take advantage of this old man. He made the deal, man, but it wasn't the dude didn't have money, didn't have to deal with that. So I wasn't going to do it. Well, anyhow, make a long story short, the dude, he called me up and all of that stuff, and really got upset with me because I hadn't done get over there. And anyways, I told him, I'll be there tomorrow. And then I thought, this man don't know Jesus. I know he don't know Jesus. And so I thought, okay, if I minister to him and make him mad, he's going to call off the deal on the land. Then I thought, but the land is not worth his soul.
Amen.
The land is not worth it. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to minister to him about Jesus to make sure that he don't leave here without Jesus. Now you're young and you're not thinking about leaving here without Jesus. But if you was to die and you don't got Jesus, you will not make it to heaven.
That's right.
It's simple. You won't make it. He is the way to that life. He is the way to heaven. But I went and preached the gospel to that guy. I made it very clear to that guy. He told me, he said, well, I've been a good man. I said, that won't get you there. Well, my brother was a pastor. I said, that won't get you there. I've given people money. I've been good. I said, that won't do it. I said, that won't do it. I said, there's no other name under heaven where there men not be saved other than the name of Jesus. Not good works, not good intentions, not giving to the poor, none of that. And then the last thing I told that old man, I said, listen, whatever you do, do not leave planet Earth without giving Jesus your heart. Without meeting this man, Jesus. I said, because whether you believe it or you don't believe it, the Bible is true and heaven is real and hell is real. And hell is not made for you, but you will go there. It was made for the angels and it had to enlarge itself because of the choice of humans. Somebody told me one time, they said, well, I don't know why people call God such a good God and send people to hell. I said, God don't send people to hell. You got a wrong perception of the Lord. Well, why are they going to hell? I said, they choose. I said, just like you. If you don't give your heart to Jesus, you chose that place. He didn't. He sent a man called Jesus that died on the cross that you can make a way. You can make a choice not to go. Hallelujah. So today, we don't just come to church because this is Easter. We come to church because Jesus made a great sacrifice for me and you. And to have a good life, I don't care what people think. The Bible's true. If a man is without God, he is miserable. He finds ways to fulfill things and exist in life, but true life comes from Jesus. Got on the phone with my sister one night, and she's a little bit older than me. And she got to telling me, I just can't hardly drive to Alabama. It just kills me. I can't hardly, do anything and blah, blah, blah. And I let her go on, And when she got done, I told her, I said, listen, man. I said, we've been robbed. She said, what do you mean we've been robbed? I said, the whole Weston family has been robbed of finances, robbed of our help, robbed because we let the one that kills, steals, and destroys rule and reign in our hearts and minds. I said, here you are, 55 years old, and you need 3 weeks to recover to drive to Alabama. Something wrong with that picture. I told her, I said, by Jesus' stripes, we are healed. I said, but God, I've been through open heart surgery and everything else. I said, I'm better than I was before I went through it, bless God. I said, I refuse to sit down and let my body tell me anything. Why? Because of this resurrected life. By Jesus' stripes, you're healed. When the doctor says, good, the word trumps the doctor.
Amen.
This resurrected life, he says, go heal the sick.
Yes.
Cast out devils. Well, they're sick, but lay hands on them. Well, the doctor said, I don't care what the doctor said. I do. Not disrespecting the doctor, but you have this resurrected Jesus living on the inside of you. And I'm telling you, you get before him, he'll raise the dead through you. I mean, he'll cleanse the lepers through you. He'll cause people to see that's blind. Somebody asked me this morning, have you ever seen anybody resurrected? I had to think about it. Because I'm thinking, well, you know, is this a joke or what, you know? And I'm thinking, have I ever seen anybody raised from the dead? And I said, yeah, I have. But now he was talking about showing up for work on Friday. He'll say, come alive Friday evening. That's true. Weekend time. But I was thinking, I've raised them from the dead. Hallelujah. I've laid hands on them in a coma and prayed God by the word of the Lord and brought them out. That's what this resurrected Jesus, that's what it's all about. It's time for us to stand up in the name of Jesus and resist sickness and disease in our house, our family, praise God, poverty, weakness when we get old. No, I say I'm strong in you and in the power of his mind.
Yes.
So I want to encourage you. You know, we're celebrating the resurrection, which is the act of raising Jesus from the dead. But it's about that same spirit. Give me that other one and I'm closing. Romans 8, 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, listen to this, dwells in you. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. That's powerful.
Amen.
He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you.
Amen.
But you can't sit there in your living room. That's one of the reasons I said I'm not going in the house. Because I would have felt better just to go lay down and go to sleep. But I refuse to bow down to that. And you know what? I got out there under the anointing. And I'm praying in tongues. I'm worshiping Jesus on the lawnmower. Hallelujah. And you know what? I said, no weapon formed against me will prosper. What that means is this thing is trying, it's been trying to prosper since Tuesday evening. Can't do it. Can't do it. No weapon formed against you will prosper. But you know what? If you don't stand against it, it will.
Right.
If you don't stand against it, praise God, you just let your body do whatever, just give in to how you feel and your emotions. Listen, if I got in, gave in to how I feel, I've done divorce Teresa a million times since I got saved. Vice versa. She goes to church one, drives all the way to church, sitting in the parking lot, Lord, I got a divorce him. I can't divorce him. You've got to help me. Church wasn't even going. She drives all the way to Hatsville to pull in the churchyard to talk to God about it. I'm like, man, we live at Rosalie. You can sit on the porch. Drove all the way to church. Telling God, no, if you don't do something here. That was years and years and years ago. But now the more that we walk in that resurrected life, the more that we know.
That's right.
The more that we know. The more that I live with her now, the more that I love her. Not because she got everything straightened out. She's still got a long way to go, baby. I do too. But it's that bond that Christ gives. Hallelujah.
Right.
Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. We thank you, Father, that we've been crucified.